This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court in a historic first. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports. We'll have to bring you that story in just a moment. We've had a little technical difficulty. The UN General Assembly voted Thursday to suspend Russia from the body's Human Rights Council over atrocities it's accused of committing in Ukraine. In a vote of 93 to 24, the Assembly suspended Russia for its what it called its gross and systematic violations of human rights and violations of international law committed against Ukraine. 58 members abstained from voting. On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admonished the UN Security Council in a video address for its inaction in stopping Russia's war against his country. He called for Moscow to face accountability for crimes it has carried out there. Following the vote, Russia's deputy UN ambassador said Moscow had taken its own decision to end its membership in the Human Rights Council and did not want to remain with Western states, whom he accused of carrying out or abetting human rights abuses of their own. And the U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court on a vote of 53 to 47. The decision will make Jackson the first black woman to serve on the court and only the third black justice in the court's history. Jackson's confirmation will also mean the court will have four women on the bench for the first time in history. She'll join Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Amy Coney Barrett. President Biden nominated Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. She takes her seat this summer. VOA News. A Turkish court decided Thursday to transfer the trial of 26 Saudis accused in the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi to Saudi Arabia. The move raises fears that those responsible for his death won't be brought to justice for a crime that drew international outrage. Khashoggi was a United States resident who wrote critically about Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He was killed in 2018 at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The decision comes as an abrupt reversal for Turkey, which had vowed to shed light on the killing and began prosecuting the defendants in absentia in 2020. As the U.S. tries to emerge from the hardships of the COVID-19 pandemic, health experts believe the contagion worsened another health crisis, deadly opioid-related drug overdoses. The U.S. government has released sobering figures indicating more than 100,000 overdose deaths across the country over a 12-month period ending in April 2021. It's the highest number on record, according to statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The figure was almost 30% higher than that of the previous year. Health officials say nearly two-thirds of the overdose deaths last year stemmed from powerful synthetic opioids such as fentanyl, which can be up to 100 times more potent than morphine. Overdose deaths were already increasing in the months preceding the COVID-19 outbreak in 2020. But the latest data show a sharp rise during the pandemic. Last year, the United States suffered more fentanyl-related deaths than gun and automobile-related deaths combined. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday set aside a ruling by the Deputy Speaker of the National Parliament that had blocked a vote of no confidence against Prime Minister Imran Khan. The five-judge panel of the top court unanimously declared unconstitutional all the steps stemming from the deputy speaker's ruling. The controversial House ruling on Sunday had resulted in the dissolution of the lower house of parliament and a call by the president for fresh elections. The verdict restored Khan as the prime minister and his cabinet as well, ordering the parliament to reconvene on Saturday. It is then expected to reconsider the fate of the prime minister. And revisiting our top story this hour, the U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court on a vote of 53 to 47. The decision will make Jackson the first black woman to serve on the court and only the third black justice in the court's history. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.